Welcome to Baby Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, sex, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Reetha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and Easy Dad, Jim Zulli.
Good morning, Reetha.
Good morning, Jim, and all of our wonderful, wonderful listeners.
We're off again here. And another interesting, well, you know, the news in general has been interesting, but a lot of it's been related to weather and all this kind of stuff. But, well, our summer's kind of come to an end. And you basically had a pretty good summer, I would say, right, Reetha?
Yeah, I had a great summer. I would like to have turned the heat down a little bit, but it was a great summer.
Yeah. you hear about some of this stuff with the weather, and it's the big floods in China and all this stuff that's going on. Or what's going on? Are we having a climate change, or do you think that's all just rumor? What do you think?
I think it's all cyclical. There was an ice age supposedly, and things just shift. I think that, yes, man's footprint has some impact upon it, but I think that
overall
climate
we're just
change. Forward. Yeah.
I've been through a couple ice ages in Chicago a long time ago.
That's true. I think they're still having ice ages in Chicago.
Yeah, I remember
some
of the snow drifts.
And some places back east.
Oh, yeah. We had snow drifts that were up to the stoplights. You know, it was interesting. But, yeah, here we are. But, you know, we're still floating along with our average weather, 78 degrees.
Yeah, well, I'm a California girl, so what can I say? And that leads us up to our hot topics.
Hot topics.
Ripped from the headlines. Today's hot topics.
Well, I want to talk a little bit about the new television season, and again, just a little bit, because I haven't had a chance to really watch it. But there are lots of new shows on TV. One of the networks has Wednesday nights that's an all-lady cop night. I think it's Wednesday night, or maybe it's Thursday night, that has the all-lady cop shows, and they've got a bunch of new comedies on that look really interesting. And the funny thing about all of this is they have something like 50% of the shows are new this season because they're replacing so many of the shows. Some have just naturally, through attrition, it's their last season. But a lot of them have just been canceled after one or two seasons. So I look forward to some of the shows. Others, not so much. I don't want to mention any names yet because I haven't actually seen them, and I may be prejudging them. But it should be an interesting next couple of weeks or so of television. Of course, people are looking to see the old standards come back, like Grey's Anatomy and Scandal and those type shows, and a lot of the stars from the old shows that got canceled are doing new shows this season. So we've got an exciting week of TV coming up. And I also just want to briefly mention that I've got my play coming up on October 2nd through October 5th at the Acme Theater in Los Angeles on La Brea. The play's called Angry, Insecure Men. So if you get bored with any of those new shows that are on TV, we've got several nights that we will be doing the play. It's about domestic violence. It's very timely at this time. There are a lot of women that are suffering from being in abusive relationships. So come on out. I'm the comic relief in the show, so it's not all just depressing. It's going to be wonderful acting. It's a great story, and I'll bring the comic relief. So, again, that's Angry Insecure Men, the Acme Theater, A-C-M-E Theater on La Brea in Los Angeles. Call and get your tickets because it's only like a 99-seat theater. So call ahead, Acme Theater, ACME Theater in Los Angeles, and get your tickets. And your hot topic, Jim.
Well, all of a sudden, you're a baby boomer, and you find yourself ready for, well, ready for the time to take a break. You retire after a while, and you notice the retirement income is not going as far as it should be going. The retirement savings is dwindling fast. Time to look into making your money stretch. Yes, it's time to look at boomer discounts. All of you, well, you know, it's a big thing. It's a little thing, but it's a big thing. All you need to do is ask, all right, and you start saving money. And those little discounts add up. Say Taco Bell, they used to have free drinks. All right, that changes. It comes and goes. Sometimes they have it, sometimes they don't. But you can get your free drinks. Sometimes Wendy's has discounts, but the list goes on and on. Some discounts start as soon as you turn 50, so you could start saving money then. The discounts do vary per state and change from time to time. Going to the movies, tell them you're senior, you save $3. Whenever you go out to eat, ask for your senior discounts, whether it's a nice restaurant, whatever. Go online, type in free stuff for seniors or restaurants with senior discounts, or travel discounts. Whether it's eating out, movies, travel, whatever the situation, keep doing your research. There's legal help for seniors. Car broke down, they have senior rides. Check the senior organizations. They'll give you a wide range of benefits and discounts. Well, throw your change in the jar that you save. It'll add up. What do you think, Reese?
I think that's a great idea. You have to admit you're a senior, but I've gotten to the point it's worth it. So, and we have actually a special guest with a special announcement before we get to our regular guest. And he's not a senior, so he gets no discounts here. However, he is the president of the network. We have with us this morning Mr. Eric Zuli himself.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Reetha. Good morning, Dad. I love the show. I'm becoming a fan. All right, so I'll be quick because I know we don't have a whole lot of time. But thank you so much for everybody that's listening to Baby Boomers Live. We have some really cool giveaways and auction items and things happening with the Stop Tour, which is this Saturday at 2:00 p.m. is the first red carpet. We have A-list people. We have people that are attending with Fox and Capitol Records, and I mean, if you go onto the site, if you go onto the flyer, you'll see everything that's involved. But we're going to be giving away and auctioning off a trip. Actually, I'm sorry, we're going to be auctioning off a trip that is all expenses paid anywhere internationally. How cool is that? We're going to be auctioning off on behalf of My Pocket PC a custom made application to be custom made however you want it to be. And so you'll be able to potentially get a custom-made app and bid at a lower price than what it would normally be. We have Manny Pacquiao's boxing gloves signed by him. We're going to be auctioning off one of my tablets by Higher Connections Network. And we have over 40 media companies. We're reaching close to 40 million plus people with what this is. It's going to be filmed live. It's going to be distributed and syndicated to Telemundo TV. It's going to be just amazing. So I just wanted to give some inside info to Baby Boomers Live because we love the Baby Boomers. We love how live you guys get. And so thanks for my time, Reetha and Papa Zuli, my dad. And so just everybody's got to go to stoptour.org for more information. Get your tickets now. You do not want to miss this.
That's right. We're still alive, Reetha.
Yes.
So at least we get the
Tour, I'm going to be there. There are going to be hopefully other baby boomers there. You and I will be there. It's going to be lots of entertainment, lots of fun, lots of giveaways, lots of auctions.
A lot of really impressive giveaways from what I hear. Yeah. Well, Reetha, we have one really interesting guest coming up, and this guy is kind of like a legend in his own time. John Michael Ferrari. Amazing guy. John, is he in here yet?
I'm right here.
There he is. Hello,
good
John.
Morning,
thanks
John.
For
you
coming
How
on you the
doing?
Show. We got Reetha here with you and myself, so thanks for coming on, John.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's a wonderful opportunity to have to be on your show this morning.
Well, sure enough. And you know Reetha.
I do know Reetha. I have the opportunity to meet her several times, coming into the Pepper J Production Studios and doing the shows,
John,
and things. Yes.
It's like 50, I would say, am I right or am I going a little too far? Almost 50 years in the entertainment business? Is that close or what do you think?
Yes, and I'm not even that old. Yes, you know, I started, I got my first guitar at the age of 7 and I learned Tom Dooley and it took off from there. You know?
Well, I have to get you there because I used to hear that when I was a kid. Hang down your head, Jim Dooley.
Yeah. That was my first song, and you know, and then I never stopped, and that was the start of everything. You know, I told people this is what I want to do for a living, and you know, of course, there's always some resistance. Your parents want you to do something else.
Yeah.
And I was fortunate. I was fortunate.
But John, I think that's an understatement. You never stop. Director. Camera, editing, you even had some of your shots put on movie posters, actors, reporter, I mean, coaching, acting, music, public speaking. What made you so diverse? I mean, how did you wind up going out in so many directions?
Well, you know, it's really related because, you know, part of being an entertainer and on stage is communicating with people and interacting, and it's really all the same because everything I do has to do with the interaction of people. So I love that. And then over the years, I just had the opportunity to learn so much, and I always wanted to share that. And every time I learn something, as I'm learning it, I'm thinking about how can I share this with somebody else? How can I break it down? And I simplified everything because in school I had a learning disability. I had a problem. I had to assimilate information differently than everybody else. And I found by doing that, I had to break it down that I could easily turn that around and teach other people.
Well, you've been into music for most of your life, writing, singing, composing. What would you say that it was music that was the foundation of your career? Was it that was the... the beginning? Was that what got you fueled?
That was it. You know, and there was a time in my life where, well, when I grew up, you know, there was entertainment everywhere. You know, every town had clubs. So as you learn your craft, you would perform here for 6 weeks, you go to the next place for 6 weeks. It was a constant. So you really got to learn the craft of entertainment and performing in front of people. Unfortunately, they don't have that today for the young people. And that's one of the things I do is I teach people how to perform on stage, the psychology of performing.
Well, another exciting thing that you have is your book. I don't want to get there yet, but I want to talk about that. You support a lot of charities with your entertainment talents, City of Hope, the Johnson, did I pronounce that right, Cancer Center, and many more. John, have you found over the years it's been a benefit to get into this new age that we're in now from, you know, your music and the way it's been produced and so on and so forth and your acting? And then comes the electronic age. Have you made the transition smoothly?
I've made it, and I love it. This is more opportunity today than ever before. You know, we have everything we need at our disposal to do whatever it is we want. We want to shoot a movie, compose music. I do complete arrangements. You know, I have a studio set up where I can sit there. I have an idea. I sit down. I put in the bass part. I put the guitar parts, the piano parts, the strings, the horns. I build it. And we all have that, you know, at our fingertips, the technology to do these things, and which that's what's so wonderful.
Well, John, this is radio, so since people can't see you, what might people remember you from?
I'm really a performer, you know, and I've toured all over the country. I've performed at all different venues, and, you know, and I owe that to Pepper because, you know, years ago, I just used to play a lot of the small clubs in Vegas and different places. And then 25 years ago, I met Pepper J. She came into where I was performing, a place out in Palm Springs. I don't know if it's there anymore. It's called Highland Springs. It's a resort, and they have people come there and spend the weekend or sometimes the whole summer. You know, it's like a cruise ship, you know, being on a cruise ship. And we have a main showroom. We have lounges. And I would perform in the lounge. And then Pepper came in one time and she said, "You know what? You need management."
Pepper J with Actors Reporter. She's a legend in her own time
and
also.
She kind of, you know, boosted me up to where I started performing more at larger rooms and main showrooms. And she was the catalyst of learning how the psychology of performing. Because I didn't understand it. Even though I was doing it, I didn't understand it. Once she pointed it out to me, I understood what I was doing and what I wasn't doing, and then how to see it in other people. And that was the start of everything. You know, because in this business, it's not how well you sing, but it's how well you perform and entertain people, because people want to be entertained. I mean, if you're a fantastic singer, after the first song, they've heard it. Okay, he's great, but they want to be entertained. You know, after the next song, whatever you do, and that's what they're paying you for. It's not always the singing.
There's hours we can go on. There's a thousand questions I want to ask, so many stories you have after being in the business so many years. But your book, it's amazing, the psychology of it. I read parts of it, and I just want to finish. This is a very interesting book, Acting with Your Eyes. So the psychology that Amazon, tell us a little bit about your book, John.
Well, I took what I learned as a performer on stage. And acting with your eyes is a smaller portion of performing on stage. Now, when you perform on stage, there are sections. If you think of when you're on stage, you're looking at three sections in your audience, and you'll sing a verse, a phrase to one section of the audience, and then you go to the next section, sing the next verse, and the next one. And then you have individual people that you look at, and you sing phrases. Well, this is all called phrasing. And speakers do that. The really great speakers do this. And I notice when I perform, sometimes I'm using my eyes just to go different places for phrasing. And I thought, you know, I bet this would work really well for acting. So I started using it and practicing it in front of the camera. And then I started showing it to my friends who are actors who are on TV shows and things like this. And they came back and they said, "John, this is amazing. It works really well." Because the whole idea of it is, many times when you're on camera, you know, the director or somebody says, you know, "I need you to do less." You know, there's a saying, less is more. And this usually means that an actor is, you know, trying to demonstrate their feelings too much. They're overacting. But they never tell you what to replace it with. And then what I do is I've showed you how to replace it with something. Because when they say do less and you do nothing, I mean, it's not very interesting. But with the eye phrasing, it shows you what to do with your eyes, what to do. I have a thing called a magic pull. When you put these together, you can do absolutely very little and remain engaging. And it works magnificently. And I've taught it to people, and people said, you know, you've got to share this. You've got to put it in a book. And I've had people come to me who's been acting for 30 years. They say they have never seen anything like this.
Well, look at the importance of the eyes. I mean, when you're watching an actor, you're watching the eyes.
You are, and our eyes speak to us. We speak with our eyes. I mean, we can look at somebody when they walk up to us, and if there's something wrong, we can see it in their eyes. We go, "What's wrong?" Or we can see, you know, like, "You look like you're in love." You know, you can see that that magic. You know, there's something in their eyes that says something. There's a message there. And
the eyes are the lamps to the soul.
It is. It really is.
Well, it sounds like this would be good information for everybody. So where could they get your book, John?
Well, you can go to Amazon, and the book's there. And also you can buy it on iTunes. It's on for the iPad. And not only can you read the book on your iPad, but I also read it to you. So if you just wanted to flip the pages, and there's a little button at the bottom of the page, you push it, and I start reading it to you.
Wow. That's interesting.
Awesome.
Well, you really struck into something here.
Well, I did.
And where else can they get a hold of you, John? Are you on Facebook or Twitter or anything?
I am on Facebook. I'm going to ask Pepper J. Pepper, what was the information on the Facebook and stuff? In fact, I'm going to give you to her. Wait a minute, hold the line 1 second.
Hi, you guys. How are you?
Oh, my God, we got Pepper with us.
And we have the lovely Pepper J.
I just walked into
the
studio.
Time.
So nice
Hi,
to
Pepper.
Say hello.
Oh,
yes,
thanks.
Facebook is Acting With Your Eyes, facebook.com/Acting With Your Eyes. And on Twitter, it's @Acting With Eyes.
Acting with Eyes.
Right. They didn't have enough digits available for Acting with Your Eyes.
So. Oh, okay.
Nice to say hi to you. I'll give you back
well,
to Johnny.
Well, thanks, Pepper. We're going to have you on. You promise you're going to come back with us sometime?
Oh, but pardon me, there was Pepper.
No, she's gone already.
Yeah, she just walked into the studio
she
and
moves
grabbed
fast.
It. She's got all the information. People say, "You say, what's your schedule?" I said, "I don't know. You got to ask Pepper."
Pepper.
Well, we definitely
no
want
idea.
To thank you for being with us today,
thank
John.
You, John.
I look forward to hearing your book on my iPad.
Wonderful.
And that's John Michael Ferrari, Acting with Your Eyes.
Acting with Your Eyes. And I appreciate it, you having me on your show, and thank you so much.
Thanks for coming
thank
on, John.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye, guys.
If they would have said that
okay,
10 years ago, people would look at you.
It's time for Jim from Jim.
Well, here we are. A couple more stats for you guys, kind of a part two in retirement reality. But one out of every six elderly Americans is already living below the federal poverty line, according to the U.S. Census Bureau. The baby boomer retirement onslaught is just beginning. Over the next 20 years, more than 10,000 baby boomers will be retiring every single day. And over the next 5 years, the health and medical insurance industry's revenue is forecast to increase at an average annualized rate of 5% to more than $865.8 billion, putting even more pressure on the retiring boomers' underfunded retirement nest egg. Isn't that fun? I mean, all these stats, but it's not all doom and gloom. Boomers are getting older, living longer, but, again, they're paying for it. At the moment, only about 13% of all Americans are 65 years old, or years of age, or older. By 2030, that number will go to 18%. Meanwhile, Medicare expenditures will increase as the generation retires, forcing many individuals, at least those who cannot afford it, to come up with the funds for supplemental private insurance to fill in the gaps that the government, that they can't take care of. So we'll be filling in those gaps. Now, an example of one of these unplanned situations in your life, how they can affect your future, is my neighbor. One story out of thousands or hundreds of thousands. This couple that lived across me had been the original owners from 1965, and both had worked at jobs, and they both retired after 35 years in 2012. Well, when their home should have long since been paid for, and after so many years of both working with two pensions plus Social Security, they should have been in good shape. The home is beautiful. They had upgrades, a swimming pool, waterfall, totally remodeled house, new roof, everything. It looked to me as if in this time in their life they could be relaxing and enjoying their beautiful home and live a comfortable retirement with travel and enjoying life. Well, one day I went out and I saw a moving truck in front of his home, and they were moving. So I thought, okay, maybe they're downsizing. I went over to ask John, what's going on, and he told me they had to, you won't believe this, they had to short sale the home because they could no longer afford the payments. Well, I was in shock. This couple was so conservative, went to work every day for years, as long as I've known him, which has been, like I said, 35 years. Well, I shared this surprise with him, and he shared with me, he said, they would have been in good shape, but over the last 10 years, his wife had been sick, and they had been taking money out on their home. And for the last 10 years, even with their insurance, they had to take money out of the house to cover what the insurance didn't pay. Shortly after they lost the home, his wife had passed away. So, like my father used to say, you think you have problems until you lose your health. So between 1991 and 2007, the number of Americans between the ages of 65 and 74 that filed for bankruptcy increased 178%. The baby boomer future does not have to be all doom and gloomy. Keep in shape. Get out. Stay in shape. Save your money. Plan ahead for all these kind of situations. Aretha, what do you think?
I think it's too late for me.
I don't want to be doom and gloom, but I just want to bring it up to everybody that, look, this stuff can happen. We got to be prepared
absolutely,
for this stuff.
But we got to move on to tech time.
Let's move on to tech time. Okay, Ruth.
Smartphone, cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right. It's tech time.
The much-anticipated iPhone 6 is out, and I actually have one in my hot little hands. It comes in two sizes. Oh, now, first of all, I know you're saying, how did I get one? Did I camp out? No, I did not. The good news is, if you went to one of the box stores or one of the phone companies themselves, AT&T, Verizon, whoever was also offering the iPhone, the lines were much shorter. People may have gotten there early, but the lines are very short. I went to AT&T the middle of the day. I ended up waiting an hour before I got serviced. At that particular AT&T store, it normally takes an hour to get serviced, so it wasn't any unusual length of time. They had water and Danish, so it was a pleasant wait, more pleasant than normal. I got my phone. It actually took about 2 hours to set it up. Traded in my old iPhone, got a nice deal on that, and got the new iPhone. Comes in two sizes, 4.7, 5.5. I'm glad I actually waited and went into the store because I thought I wanted the 5.5, but you have to use two hands to use the 5.5, unless you have big man hands. The 4.7 is more than adequate for anyone's hand. You can use it one-handedly, left or right-handed. Make sure that if you haven't bought yours already, make sure that you back up your old phone first. So when you take it in, it'll be an easy transfer over to the new phone. I've got the 8.0 iOS service going on. I haven't really had a lot of opportunity to check on it. For those people who have an iPhone 5, I don't know if it's really worth the upgrade right now. For those of us who have the 4s and the 4Ss, definitely it's worth the upgrade. The screen is bigger. It's clear. The pictures are great. Everything that I've tried so far seems good. The system's running a little slow right now. I think it's because I have some background stuff running, so I'm going to have to take it up to the Apple store and have them clean it up for me. And also, I think everybody, I think it's 10 million people that got their iPhones over the weekend. I think they're all working on doing the upgrades and everything. So I think the whole system may be a little sluggish for right now. But overall, I think the iPhone 6 is great. I highly recommend it, especially for those of us who need the bigger print. You have more screen, so you can have bigger print, and that works out very nicely. So I'm telling you guys, there should be no lines now. Go out and check out the iPhone 6. So, we're about out of time.
How do you keep up with all this? I mean,
what can I say? Techies are techies. We like to be in the know and with the latest stuff. But it was time. I had a 4S, so it was time for me to upgrade.
You know,
we've got all kinds of stuff going on with the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. First of all, we've got the Baby Boomers Live on Facebook. You need to go to our Facebook page and like our page. We don't talk about it enough. So just go to Facebook and go to Baby Boomers Live, and we have a page there. You can see what Jim and I are doing outside of the show. You can see our red carpet pictures, find out what's going on. We're going to have to start putting up a few more of those discount things that you mentioned, Jim.
Yeah. They come in handy. StopTour.org.
And then Hollywood, The Easy Way, has a Facebook group. So you go to ericzuliblog.com, and you can go to Hollywood The Easy Way Facebook group. And I know some of you baby boomers say, but I'm not on Facebook. Get on Facebook. There's lots of stuff to find out about there.
Oh, yeah. It's knowledge at the tip of your fingers. And, you know, Reith, this this thing when you were talking about with the book real quick. I mean, if you were to say that several years ago, people look at you like, what? At touching the book, and it'll speak to you and push the corner and turn the page. Now, with John's book, are more people going to be reading this book on electronically, or are they going to be buying the book?
Well, I'm an electronic reader, and I like audio books, so I definitely will be getting it electronically. And last but not least, there is the Easy Way Broadcasting Presents Stop, the Stop Tour. It's a talent showcase and benefit concert. Eric talked about it earlier in the show. It's going to be at Busby's East in Los Angeles on September 27th. That's just Saturday. I can't believe it's here already.
Yeah,
make sure that you get your tickets in advance, because it's a nice-sized venue, but it's not a stadium. So you need to get your tickets in advance. Go to stoptour.org. Get all the information. There are all kinds of sponsors and giveaways and wonderful things happening. I'm going to be there. Jim's going to be there. And hopefully we're going to see you there on Saturday. And we look forward to seeing you next Monday at 10 o'clock right here. Same bat time, same bat channel.
Thanks, guys.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Zulli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
Finally, something to look forward to on Monday morning. I'm Aretha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and I've teamed up with Easy's dad, Jim Zulli, to rock your world on Baby Boomers Live. That's right, every Monday morning at 10 a.m., we will be discussing all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. So, tune in to EasyWayBroadcasting.com on BlogTalkRadio.com to see what Jim and I are up to. Your Mondays will never be the same.
Easy Way Broadcasting presents The Stop Tour, being held on September 27th at Busby's East, Los Angeles, California. This event is supported by celebrities such as Ashley Aragota, Megan Henry, Shane Sparks, Matthew Jacob Wayne, Zach Callison, Karina Rico, Jackie Christie, Adrian Paul, Vincent M. Ward, Aretha Gray, Ernie Singleton, Lacey Kay, The Hollywood It Guy Eric Zulli, and many more. This event is in support of thepeacefund.org. Performances by Deirdre Barnes, Justin Bieber's dancer, Angelique Bates from All That, Breaking Tempo, The Easy Way Angels, and many more. This event is sponsored by WTV Network, Fan TV, Music That Pays, Actors Reporter, AANM Promotions, Magic Image Hollywood Magazine, Teens on Air, Faithy J Entertainment, and slots are still open. For more information, visit www.easywaybroadcasting.com or go to our group by searching Stop Tour. Tickets are going fast, so visit the website now. And if you'd like to perform, cover, or sponsor the event, email us at booking@easywaybroadcasting.com. That's letter E, letter Z. This event promises to have amazing substance on Google and tremendous interaction on social media. The Stop Tour by Easy Way Broadcasting. Visit our group and post what you'd like to see stopped. And don't forget to hashtag Easy Way and hashtag Stop Tour.
Thank you for listening to Baby Boomers Live with your host, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and keep up with us at babyboomerslive.info. Baby Boomers Live, brought to you by EasyWayBroadcasting.com on Blog Talk Radio.